from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This Aaron Rodgers jet thing is still very weird.
Yeah.
I'm still not fully used to it.
Because you haven't seen it yet.
We barely.
Right. You don't know it. You haven't experienced a high or a low. You just, well, I guess you did feel a low, but not an in-game high or low.
No, it was the low of catastrophe. Ah. That's why I was thinking about this the other day. And I was having this discussion with a friend of mine. They were talking about our most painful sports moments. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing that the things that are most painful to me are the things that make me feel deja vu. So, for example, when the Mets lost game one of the World Series to the Royals, it was really, really painful because it made me think of the 2000 World Series to the Yankees. The Mets closing down Shea Stadium made me think of the year earlier. The Jets losing to the Steelers made me think of a year earlier. Deja vu is the worst feeling in the world. And I realized that if Aaron Rodgers at any moment has any kind of pain on Monday night, and dare I say it's the worst kind of pain, I think that would be the worst deja vu feeling a sports fan could humanly have.
Because then he would be basically retiring without ever having contributed to the Jets.
That is a fear. Like, if he goes down Monday night against the Niners, I'll save you the trouble from debating it. It would be my most painful sports moment as a fan.
What if they return a punt to win in overtime?
No. I've learned my lesson. Trust me. I was fired up last year. There was a naivete.
Right.
There's no naivete. If Aaron Rodgers got hurt again on a Monday night, and we've barely seen him play for 2 years, that could be the moment that breaks me as a sports
fan. And remember who's on the Niners now.
I know, Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd. We talked about deja vu. Leonard Floyd is on the Niners.
Which is funny, because Andrew Van Ginkle is now on the Vikings, and that's who took Daniel Jones' neck off.
That's right.
There you go. See, it all comes together.
Well, week one injury watch.
Always got to make it about yourself.
Well, I was trying to save you.
I'm just kidding. Save me. Save me from what?
You're putting injuries in the air. We don't need that for my 16-win prediction.
I'm not putting injuries in the air. I'm merely saying that that is a scare. It's on the back of our minds as Jet fans.
Tyrod Taylor as the starting quarterback for the Jets. How many wins?
Well, he'll last 2 weeks, so the question is, who's third up? Peasley on the practice squad?
No, Adrian Martinez.
Oh, Adrian Martinez. All right, so six.
That is a great question, by the way, Teak. If in this fictitious world that I wish never existed, that Aaron Rodgers got hurt again, and Tyrod Taylor actually stays healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, we play the game of he's healthy.
Oh, he stays healthy.
Yeah, just to be fair about the game. A healthy Tyrod Taylor. How many games did the Jets win? It's a great question.
I'd say nine.
So playoff team.
Yeah, playoff team. I would say eight.
You say eight?
Yeah.
So you're giving...
They're about a 500 team.
Hold on a second. So Sean Morash thinks the Jets are winning 16 games, but if Aaron Rodgers is hurt, you're going to cut that total in half. You think he's that valuable that he doubles the win total?
It's a combination of things. I think his value on the field in playing is one thing. I think his value that locker room basically idolizes and follows him is another thing that Tyrod Taylor can't bring. And thirdly...
That is true. It's a different aura that he brings. It is an aura.
Totally get it.
I think Tyrod Taylor is the consummate pro. I heard obviously nothing but great things. The fact of the matter is, watching him play sporadically / enough the last 2 years, I had to refrain back from calling him a great backup quarterback. There were moments like Buffalo, the time and place at the end.
I give you that.
There are things that drove me nuts. Not being able to complete simple to you. His deep ball tantalizes you. That's the only I'll caution you on. Let's pump the brakes on how great a backup quarterback he is. We just lived it in Giant World.
Well, I think the biggest problem with Tyrod Taylor as a backup, which kind of eliminates the game we just played, is that he doesn't stay healthy.
So when I ask you,
he's going to hypothetically stay healthy, that's usually not the case. But the injury thing is in the back of our minds.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.